Hello?
Hi, Tivana. It's Alan on the recorded line. Sorry, I think I called.
Yeah, I accidentally hung up when I was trying to navigate through my phone.
Hey, that's okay. So this would be a good number to call back in case our call drops again, okay?
Okay.
And yes, yeah, so the date of diagnosis.
Yes, I was going back to the record.
Okay.
When I heard about the lawsuit, it was November 21st
Of 2024 or 23?
of this year.
This year. Okay, I'm so
But I,
sorry to hear that.
yeah.
So you were diagnosed 12, or sorry, 11/21/2024, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, what is your date of birth?
October 7, 1997.
So 10/7/1997, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, do you know anyone else who was injured by Depo-Provera? Or if not, you can just say none of the above.
I don't know specifically. My sister, she might have been affected, but I've been telling her to go get an MRI because she's been having some symptoms because she was on it for a long
Oh,
time as well.
I
But
see.
I haven't
Okay.
checked in on her, so I don't know if she went to go get it or not because I haven't checked on her lately.
Okay.
So right
So you
now,
said,
none of the above.
okay. But you said potentially your sibling, correct?
Yes, my sister.
Okay. And for the following question, if you could simply answer with a simple yes or a simple no, did you consume or and used the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo-Provera?
The what?
Did you consume, use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo-Provera?
The one that starts with the long M word?
Sorry, did you consume the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo-Provera? So did you
No,
use
no.
Depo-Provera?
No, not consuming, no.
So wait, I'm confused. So you didn't use Depo?
I did use Depo, but it was the shot in my bottom. I didn't swallow it.
So that's what, sorry, that's what the question's indicating is if you,
Oh.
so the word consume means you're taking it into your body.
Oh, I'm thinking you meant like through the mouth.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
No. I
I
apologize.
did.
The question is, yeah. Okay. You said yes, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And which injectable did you use? Was it Depo-Provera, Depo
Okay.
sub-Q Provera, or was it generic?
Hold on, let me go through my pharmacy records. Hold on. Give me a second.
Okay.
Okay. I'm gonna claim. Okay, which one were you? It was the generic 150 mg/ml.
So if it's, did you use generic? Or did you use
Yeah.
Depo-Provera and then switch to generic?
I switched. It
Okay.
switched.
So did you use Depo-Provera?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you want me to choose Depo-Provera or generic?
Depo-Provera.
Okay. Now, did you use the name brand Depo-Provera prior to switching to the generic version for a minimum of 1 year?
Yes, but that
Okay.
was through another.
Okay. And then for the
Under
following,
another.
okay. And then for the following questions, if you could simply answer with a simple yes or a simple no for these ones, Did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
And within 1 year, can you confirm you have had at least four injections prior to diagnosis?
Yes.
And did you use Depo Provera between January 1st, 1992 through the present date?
Yes.
And approximately when did you started using Depo Provera? What
It
month and year?
was December of 2016. December of 2016.
Okay, so I have 12/1/2016 when you first started using Depo. Is that correct?
Yeah, I don't know the specific date, so I think it was like
Right.
the fifth.
The fifth. Do
Yeah,
you want me to
but
put the fifth? Okay, I'll put the fifth.
yeah, I know it was in December of 2016, though.
Okay, so I have 12/5/2016. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, and then when did you stop using Depo? Approximately.
It was August. Ooh, it was this year. 'Cause I started.
Is it August,
It
you said?
was somewhere. It was somewhere in hold on, let me go back, 'cause I remember my last dose that I had got, but I didn't go back to get it. 'Cause I started
Okay.
having problems with it, and so I stopped taking it, and then that's when the lawsuit. I saw like the lawsuit a few
Yeah.
weeks after that. I was like, oh,
Yeah.
that could have been what's been happening. Okay, so let's see, January, March, May.
Okay.
So it was in. I stopped taking it probably like, let's see, this one.
It's just an
Let's see.
approximate. We just need an approximate.
I want to say in August, because I was supposed to go back in
Okay.
August to get food. So and I didn't go back, so I stopped
So
taking it.
8/1/2024.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, give me 1 second here. Let me just make sure that that's correct. Okay. And for the following question, it's for verification purposes. Will you please confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Thank you. And then for the following, will you please spell out your legal first name?
TYV as in Victor, ANA.
Okay. And then last name, please.
Fisher, FISHER.
All right. So I have TYVANA. That's Tivana Fisher, FISHER. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. And then for security purposes, your social.
It is on my social. Is this a scam?
No, so the social is required in order for the attorneys to be able to request your medical records. It's to provide proof for your case that you were diagnosed with meningioma after using Depo Provera. Because without that proof, then the case will be thrown away, invalid.
So,
If you don't feel comfortable providing the full social, you can just do the last four as well. That's more than enough for them to use to request medical records.
can I just give it to them when they call me?
So it's required for me to, because it's going to be in the paperwork that you'll see as well, that we'll go over.
The social is kind of going too far.
You could just do the last four if you feel more comfortable.
Okay, 7350.
It says 7/3/50, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then the email that we have here, I have Fisher. Is that lowercase f, right?
Yes.
Okay. Fisher, and is that dot Tivana at yahoo.com?
Yes.
Okay. And then the phone number that we have is 817-936-2150. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. And this is a mobile phone.
Yes.
Okay. And for the contact preferences, is phone okay?
Yes.
And then for the best time of day for the attorneys to get in contact with you, is it morning, afternoons, or evenings?
Morning.
Okay. And then what's the primary address?
7524
mm-hmm.
Fallen Trail, Fallen Trail,
mm-hmm.
Fort Worth, Texas, 76123.
Okay, so I have, just to confirm that it's correct, excuse me, I have 7524, that's Fallen Trail, Fallen, Fort Worth, Texas, 76123, and that's Tarrant County?
Yes, Tarrant.
Okay. And then for the following question, was DEFCO Provera administered by a doctor or medical staff or by yourself?
A nurse under the doctor.
So a medical staff?
Yes.
Okay. And how many times were you injected with the product? So let's say, so it's four times a year.
I gotta go back to all the way to 2016. Let me see.
You said, was it 2016 or 2015?
2016. December of 2016
okay.
is when I started.
So when, let me see if I can do the math here for you. So if you started in December of 2016, let's see, 2016.
It's every
3 months.
2018.
Oops. 2019. 2020. And then you stopped in 2024, correct?
Yes. So I stopped one other time, then I got back on it again.
Okay. So let's say 2016 is when you first got the shot. So that was December 2016. So December, it'll be December, January, February. So you got one in 2016. And then in 2017, you got four, correct?
Correct. Because I was on it.
Okay, and then and then 2018 you got four as well, and then 2019 you got four, and then 2020 you got four, 2021 I'm assuming you also got four, correct?
Yes, and then I believe around that time I stopped.
Okay, so 2021 you took a pause, and then 2022 did you took another one?
It was, let's see, when did I have my baby? In 23. So I stopped 6 months before I had my baby.
Okay, so in 2022, let's see, it takes about how many? Okay, let's see.
It takes about 6 months for like my, it took about 6 months for my body to go back to normal after I had stopped because I was on it for so long.
Right, so in 2022, you took nothing. Did you take a shot at least one or none in 2022?
I took one at the beginning of the year.
Okay.
And then
you stopped. And then 2023, yeah. Did you do any in 2023?
I did after my baby was born. So I started back up in May of 2023.
Okay. So May, that would have been May, June, July. So it's... So you took three in 2023?
Yes.
And then this year you took, I believe...
Yeah, it was all year. Basically, up until August is when I stopped because I started having problems.
I see. So did you take three before you stopped this year?
Yeah, because I started in... Oh, this year?
Yeah.
Let's see. I started in May, June, July, August.
So two?
March, April, May, June, August. Yeah, it was two.
Two. Okay, I'm just going to do the math here for you, and if you could let me know if it's correct. So I have one in 2026, four, oh wait, just a second. So one, four, let's see, one, two, three, four, five. And then you took one after that, and then two, and three. So 27 times. Does that sound correct?
Sounds about right, yeah.
Okay, so 27 times. Okay, so you were injected 27 times. And then what was the name of the staff member or the doctor that administered Depo-Provera?
So it was two doctors.
We could just do the one that administered. They just need one of them.
Okay, hold on. Let me go. Okay, this doctor, I'm going to just give you the one. She administered most of them.
Okay, so Dr.
Dr. Pritchett, P-R-I-C-H-E-T-T.
Mm-hmm. And what's the facility
name?
It
was her staff member that gave it to me, though. She never did. She never would give it to me. But I don't remember the staff member's name.
That's okay. We'll put the doctor that was in charge.
Okay. And you asked for what else?
The facility name.
Women's Clinic of Fort Worth.
Okay. Is it Dr. Shirley Pritchett?
Yes.
Okay. A medical doctor. And the facility was the Women's Clinic Fort Worth.
Mm-hmm.
And is it the Fort Worth Women's Clinic that's in 6100 Harris Parkway 200, Fort Worth, Texas?
Yeah.
Okay.
It should give like a door number or something. Or a suite number.
I have a suite 200?
Yeah.
Okay. Give me one second. So Fort Worth Women's... Is it the Fort Worth Women's Care Clinic?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And then the phone number that I have here is 817-346-5252 from the facility itself.
Yes.
Okay. Just want to make sure that's correct. All right. And then as far as the prescribing doctor, is it also Dr. Shirley Pritchett?
That prescribes the depot? Yes.
Okay.
Pharmacy, yeah.
Okay. And then, okay, give me one second. All right. And then for the pharmacy name and address, is it the same, the Fort Worth Women's Care Clinic?
No, it's the pharmacy on Bryan Irving. It's CVS Pharmacy on Bryan Irving. I think their address is like...
Here, I think I just... Is it the 6000 Bryan Irving Road, Fort Worth, Texas?
Yeah.
Okay, and it's CVS, correct?
Yeah.
All right. Give me one moment, please. So 6000 Bryan Irving Road, that's in Fort Worth, Texas. And it's CVS Pharmacy.
Yeah.
And the phone number I have is 817-292-8000. Okay. And then for the method of your diagnosis for the meningioma, was it CT scan, MRI, or both?
MRI,
okay. And then the diagnosing doctor, the doctor that diagnosed you, is it also Dr. Pritchett or is it a different doctor?
Different. So okay.
What's the name of the doctor?
Hold on, let me get. I'm having trouble getting in their portal.
That's okay. Do you remember the name? I can look them up as well on the facility. Do you have the facility name?
Total care.
Total Care.
Yes.
And is that in Fort Worth as well?
Yes.
Okay. And is it Total Care Hospital?
Yes.
Okay.
On, I think it's downtown. Yeah. Seventh.
Okay. Let me see. Okay, so I have Total Care. Let's see, Fort Worth. Is it the 6049 South Hewlin Street, Fort Worth, Texas, 76132?
They don't, no, not that one.
Not that one. Okay. Let me see what other facilities they have here. There's one in Hewlin, and there's one in Crowley, Benbrook, University Drive,
University. It's the one
University.
down. Yeah.
Oh, it's the ER, like where there's a ER, correct? Okay, so that one is it the Total Care Emergency Room, Fort Worth?
Yes.
Okay. And I have the address here, and I have 1101 University Drive. That's Fort Worth, Texas, 76107.
Yes.
Okay. And okay. And then what's the name of the doctor, if you could remember?
There was only one doctor there when I was there.
Okay, let me see what doctors are
It's
in.
like a Chinese, I'm not trying to be like racist, but it's like a Chinese name.
Okay, let me see what doctors are in there, and then maybe that could help juggle your memory. Let me just go to their website real quick. Okay, let me see what doctors they have here. Okay, so it doesn't tell us exactly it doesn't show us the directory for this specific clinic, because it looks like it is a clinic, so it's not a hospital where they show directories.
Okay, hold on. Hold on, hold on.
Okay.
It's not letting me on this damn website.
Is it Dr. Lauren W. Chan?
That sounds about right, but it was a guy. That first name sounds like a woman.
It's
I don't like
Lauren
to.
W. Chan,
Oh, Lord.
Chien. Lawrence, yeah. Lawrence Chien. Chien.
Yeah, sounds about right. Because my paperwork is at home. Not, but I'm at work right now, so.
That's okay. So yeah, this person is working at the 101 University Drive.
Yes.
Is that the doctor that you want me to put? Dr.
Yes.
Lawrence W. Chien. Okay.
Yeah.
Give me one second. Okay. Medical doctor. And then for that, it looks like Dr. Chien is an emergency medicine. Is their specialty?
You said what?
Their specialty is a general emergency medicine. They're not a neurologist or anything like that.
I believe so, because he gives other people to...
All right. And then for the following question, if you could simply answer with a simple yes or a simple no, prior to your cancer, were you diagnosed with any other cancer before the meningioma?
No.
Okay. And what type of treatment did you receive for the meningioma?
I haven't received any just yet. I'm still waiting.
Not yet. Okay. Give me one second, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then as far as that goes, you said you haven't received any treatment yet, correct?
No.
Okay. And then you don't have any treating doctors, I'm assuming, currently?
No, not currently. I mean, it's kind of having to deal with money at this point now.
That's okay. And then were you hospitalized for meningioma?
No.
Okay. And then did you want to add and provide any other medical notes for the attorneys? You don't, you're not required. You can say none of the above if you don't want to add any more.
None of the above.
Okay. All right. Now for the following question, if you could simply answer with a simple yes or a simple no, do you have copies of the medical records or are you able to obtain copies through the hospital clinic or the physicians?
But I have to, I can't get it on the site right now. Like,
right, but do you have copy of, like, do you have copy of the medical records or are you able to obtain copies from the hospital,
yes,
clinic or, okay. And can you provide these medical records by mail, electronically, or both? Did you say electronically? Hello, Tivana?
Both. Hello?
Both. Okay, I can hear you now. Okay, we're almost done here. The last part that we have is we just request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you. It's ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. For the emergency contact, does this person live with you or does not live with you?
Does not.
Okay. And what's the name of the contact?
Don Delaney.
Is that D-A-W-N?
Yes.
And then Delaney, is that D-E-L?
A-N-E-Y.
A-N-E-Y. And then what's the phone number for Don Delaney?
682-554-1923.
I have 682-554-1923. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. And what's the relationship with Don? Parent,
mother,
sibling? Okay.
Parent.
And then for the email, did you want me to use the same one? The Fisher.Tivana?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And then for the contact address?
Her contact address?
Yes.
It will be the same address.
The same address? Okay. Give me one second. I just want to make sure that's correct. And it's the 7524 Fallen Trail, Fort Worth,
yes,
Texas, 76123. Okay. All right. Give me one moment. I'm just going to make sure this is all correct so far. And then I'm going to send you an email and text message of the paperwork. It's going to be via DocuSign, and I'm going to walk you through it. It'll take about a minute or 2 minutes. And then after that, we're pretty much done. And I'm going to give you some further instructions after just so that you know exactly what's going to happen from here going forward. Give me 1 second, okay? Mm-hmm. All right, before we do that, I just want to confirm a few things with you just to make sure that they're all correct and that there's no error to them. So I have Tyvanna Fisher. That's spelled T-Y-V-A-N-A-F-I-S-H-E-R, Tyvanna Fisher. And is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Right. And then the address is 7524 Fallen Trail, Fort Worth, Texas, 76123. And the phone number is 817-936-2150. Is that all correct so far?
Yes.
And then fisher.tyvanna@yahoo.com is the email. That's fisher.tyvanna@yahoo.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. And then, okay. I'm going to go ahead and send you the paperwork now. Let me know once you get a text message or an email. They're going to be the same thing. And I'm going to walk you through that real quick so that we can get through this as quick as possible for you so that we can get the case started. Let me know once you get that text message or email.
I got it.
Okay, go ahead and click on that notification. Once you click on the notification, you'll see a blue link to a DocuSign webpage. It'll take you to that. Let me know once you've clicked that.
I clicked it.
Okay, and then once you click that, it'll take you to a DocuSign webpage. And then, give me just 1 second here. Let me just make sure that it's reflecting. Okay, and then go ahead and click start, or you may have to click a continue button or check a box that says I agree to use electronic records, and then hit continue. Once you hit continue, you'll see a start button. Go ahead and click start. This will direct you to the first signature field.
Okay.
It'll prompt you to draw your signature and then hit adopt and sign.
So I have to pay 40%. Oh, goodness.
So it works in contingency fee basis. And so you pretty much don't pay anything with regards to this part of the process. The attorney fees will be, it's going to be taken out of this settlement itself. And as far as, you know, other, you know, the attorney fees, if you have questions with that, that's a good, great question to ask the attorneys, which I'm going to be talking about in a few seconds here. So go ahead and complete that part. It'll then take you to other parts of the paperwork. I don't know if you've used DocuSign before.
I have, yeah.
You have, okay. And then you just click finish once you're done with that. And then I'm going to check to make sure it's all correct before we submit.
So I have to sign this just to talk to the attorney, because it's saying I have to do.
So, so once you complete this paperwork, you'll pretty much have the attorneys at your disposal to talk to with regards to this, your case, which is why it's important to complete that paperwork.
Hold on, I'm reading. I'm reading.
Before you complete that paperwork, give me 1 second, okay? Don't submit it yet. I just want to make sure that these are all correct and that there's no errors. Give me one moment, and then once I give you that green light, go ahead and feel free to complete the or hit finish. Don't hit finish yet.
Well, I want to do research on the law firm. That's what.
So that one's showing you Ben and Martin. Ben Martin,
yeah.
Law Group.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. Okay.
Okay, go ahead and you can complete that paperwork now.
Okay, my bad, fine.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and check to make sure it's correct. And then I'm going to send you a text message of my contact information right here as well. Let me just 1 second. Okay, so it's what I just sent you is going to be the same thing. But give me just 1 moment just to make sure. Okay, looks good. All right. Okay, so I went ahead and sent you a text message through my direct line. It's a 949 area code. It's pretty much saying, thank you so much for your time. And I just want to let you know that within the next 24 to 48 business hours, please be on the lookout for a call or text from the attorneys representing you. This will be Vigna working with Ben and Martin Law Group, which is within that law group. It's going to come from a 214 number. Now, if you have any questions or concerns, you can feel free to call or text me at this number that I just, you know, what we're speaking in. I'm available Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific time. Now, as far as the attorney's call for you, within the next 24 to 48 business hours, if you miss their call and they're unable to get in touch with you, I'll be calling you to transfer you over to them so that they can verify that you are the person that submitted this claim and that they can begin working on your case, okay?
Okay.
And that's pretty much it. Again, it's going to come from a 214 number. It's been a great pleasure speaking with you, Devana. I wish you the best with everything. If you have questions, feel free to call me or text me. For other legal questions with regards to your case, you can feel free to ask those questions to the attorneys as they'll have the proper answer to your questions. But again, I appreciate your time. Thank you so much. And I hope you have a wonderful rest of your week and Happy New Year's.
Thank you, you as well.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.